First families around the country are coming to terms with the reality that Christmas may not be the reunion they'd hoped for. A pact to allow travel between all states except WA is in jeopardy as a result of the growing number of cases in South Australia's coronavirus outbreak. The health advice from mental health experts is to focus on the positives, as the sense of uncertainty we've become accustomed to is set to continue. Isabel Rowe reports.
On Monday night, while she was speaking to an ABC TV producer, Sarah Darling got a note slipped under her hotel room door.
We've been waiting now for nearly 24 hours for confirmation. So on the one hand, I'm like, okay, well, at least we know for sure. But also that really sucks.
She's been quarantining at Adelaide's Peppers Hotel, where a returned traveller is believed to have infected a cleaner and sparked the latest COVID cluster. Sarah Darling was almost at the end of her 14-day quarantine stint, but authorities have ordered her to stay for another 2 weeks at a new hotel.
You're already feeling vulnerable. Mental health's already only 50% being looked after. This just was handled really poorly. And, you know, going forward, if anything like this was to ever happen again, I really, really hope they've got a plan in place next time, because no one should have to experience 24 hours like we just have.
South Australian health authorities have apologised to those affected, but say the risk of letting people from that hotel out now is too great. The sense of uncertainty that has weighed on many Australians since February now looks set to continue into December. Videographer Simon Rogers is from South Australia but is working in New Zealand and is worried his opportunity to return home to Australia for Christmas is in jeopardy.
I'm booked to fly in on the 21st and I'm booked to fly out of the 25th of Jan via Sydney. And whilst until about 4 days ago, that was looking really positive coming from New Zealand, which is really safe currently, it has now become just really troubling because I don't know if I'm going to get stopped at any point along the way home and what that will do.
When was the last time you saw your family?
The last time I saw my family was for 3 or 4 days in mid to late February.
Simon Rogers' plan to see his parents for Christmas is already a financial burden. He'll have to pay $3,000 for hotel quarantine on his arrival back in Auckland, a requirement of the Australia-New Zealand border bubble. He's still hopeful, but the uncertainty is taking a toll.
It's just the constant day-to-day updating that is causing me to really sort of stress and have anxiety about it.
It's a similar feeling of uncertainty for the family of Gold Coast woman Lucy Slade, whose parents in Adelaide are now unable to meet her brother's new baby in Queensland.
Poor mum and dad, I feel really bad for them because they were supposed to fly up and see their grandson for the first time. I think Monday morning straight away dad called me and said, you know, I don't think Christmas is going to happen when we saw the 17 cases. So I guess that was a bit of a tough conversation to have because I know mum and dad have been looking forward to Christmas a lot and it is going to be tough for them.
The South Australian outbreak has caused states to close borders again and put a hold on plans to get more Australians moving around the country in December. And it's likely to take a toll on the nation's mental health, according to Chief Executive of the Australian Psychological Society, Dr. Zena Burgess.
What we're seeing is lots of cases of anxiety and depression, lots of sense of general fearfulness and uncertainty, and some sense of sort of social disconnection, which leads to a lack of confidence in interacting socially as well.
For those who are feeling worried about being separated from family and friends for longer than planned, Dr. Burgess recommends three things.
The first The first is to practice self-care. Do whatever you can to keep yourself feeling calm and connected to the people you can be connected to. Certainly limit the amount of media exposure you have in social media because there's a lot of misinformation around, and sticking to the facts is a much better way to go. And the third is to really celebrate the things you can do and focus on what you can do, not what you can't do.
That's Dr. Zena Burgess from the Australian Psychological Society, ending Isabel Rowe's report.